The KCIS Ministry of the Month.
And the KCIS Ministry of the Month for November is Focus on the Family with Jim Daly and John Fuller. Focus on the Family has been on KCIS since the mid-70s and airs three times each weekday on KCIS at 5 a.m., 9 a.m., and 7 p.m., a weekend edition Saturday nights at 6, and we also carry their radio drama Adventures in Odyssey weeknights at 7:30, Saturday nights at 8:30, and Focus on the Family Radio Theater Saturday nights at 9:30. Recently, Jim Daly was interviewing Greg Kokel about how to answer challenges to your faith.
Greg, welcome back.
Hey, it's good to be with you, gentlemen. It's always a treat for me.
Well, it's good to see you.
Thank you.
Let's start with that opening idea. You know, there is that hesitation or the lack of comfortableness in doing this,
absolutely,
talking to someone else about the faith.
Yeah.
Why is it important for us to do this?
Right. Well, we have the message that saves the world. The only message.
Good.
I mean, that's a pretty good start, right? But I am very sympathetic to people who are reluctant to engage. And you mentioned a moment ago that some are floundering a little bit. I think most Christians find engaging on controversial issues a bit discomforting. And I'm the same way.
It's normal.
It's very normal.
Yeah, so.
And in Street Smarts, I start out with this concept, you know, that even someone like myself finds it difficult to engage. And so this is why finding ways to do so effectively is so important, even for a guy like me, because the message that we have is so important. And I have never seen a time when the culture was so aggressively against virtually everything Christian. Every piece of the story of reality, the Christian worldview, is being opposed in every sector right now, which means Christians are pretty hard-pressed, and they need a way to engage productively and graciously, get off the bench, and get into pleasant conversations that matter.
You know, oftentimes when I'm in conversations with folks, they'll mention that engagement piece, the idea that, you know, it can be uncomfortable because people are so aggressive.
Yeah.
You know, they really hate what we have to share. Coach that person. I think sometimes we go into those engagements thinking this is some kind of a battle that we have to win.
Mm-hmm.
And you really have to mentally prepare yourself and emotionally prepare yourself to say this isn't a battle we need to win. We just need to put the evidence out
there. Yeah, that's a great distinction. The winning of the battle is on God's side of the equation. It's not on ours. But think about Matthew 10 when Jesus sent the apostles out in their short-term mission kind of enterprise. There are three times within about 7 sentences where Jesus says, fear not, fear not, fear not. Now, why did he say that?
Because we were fearful.
not only were they fearful, but there was something to fear.
Right.
He goes on to tell them, you know, it's going to be rough out there, you know, and you're going to get persecuted for the truth, okay? But he told them that to prepare them, okay? And then he said, you got an ally in the Holy Spirit, okay? He's going to help you. But notice he didn't say that at the beginning of his training. Well, you got the Holy Spirit, that's all you need. At the beginning of this training, he said, I will make you fishers of men.
Right.
And then after a year or so of working with them and training them so they had what they needed to face the challenges, then he began sending them out saying, trust in the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
So it's the Holy Spirit doing the Holy Spirit's work with the things that we have been able to learn as followers of Christ about the culture, about the issues. And that combination is what's going to make the difference. And this is why I wrote Street Smarts, to give that information, to do the training, so to speak, so people can take the message out.
Let's get into it. I was struck by the fact that you say it's a good thing that Christianity can be questioned and even considered to be unreliable. At first I was going, what? What are you saying, Greg? But I get it. Explain it.
Yeah, well, I tell audiences that the fact is there are a lot of ways to show that Christianity is false. Now, they don't expect me to say that, obviously.
Right.
But when you think about it, our story starts in the beginning God. If there's no God, there's no story. We're Christians, we're followers of Jesus. If Jesus didn't exist, and there's a big movement trying to say that nowadays, well, then we don't get off the ground either. Or if he's not the person that the text, the gospel say he is, then we're in trouble. If there is no soul, there's nothing to survive the death of the body, no heaven or hell. You know, Paul said that if Jesus didn't rise from the dead, people should pity us.
Right.
So the point is, in principle, there are lots of ways that Christianity is actually falsifiable. Now, this isn't a bad thing. It's a good thing. because if a view is falsifiable, it's verifiable.
And the KCIS Ministry of the Month for November is Focus on the Family with Jim Daly and John Fuller. Hear the daily broadcast at 5 a.m., 9 a.m., and 7 p.m.
The KCIS Ministry of the Month.